I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Elemental, the latest Disney and Pixar animated film. In regards to the four elements of life, earth, air, fire, and water, we've seen Mila Jovovich or Elsa being revealed as the fifth element, but rarely have we seen them in the forms of people, and looking at Element City is a rainbow of colors you can't stop gazing at. The story is a hit and miss, with most of the hits coming from a Guess Who's Coming to Dinner meets Romeo and Juliet quality, as we meet a fire element named Ember, voiced by Leah Lewis, and a water element named Wade, voiced by Mamadou Afi. She's in the process of preparing to take over her family business, while he believes she deserves to live her life that matters to her. Element is weak in its story regarding the fire elements being discriminated, which is inferior to how the fox Nick Wilde was misunderstood in Zootopia, and the jokes about Wade crying are repetitive. But what makes the film enjoyable for kids and parents are the romantic chemistry, which is sweet, and the visual world, which is eye candy. 3 stars. Okay, here's another reason why you should see Elemental. It begins with a new Pixar short called Carl's Date, which was originally an episode for the Up spin-off series Doug Days, but because we lost Ed Asner 2 years ago, they decided to give him a proper send-off by bringing this short on the big screen. In it, the talking dog Doug must teach the old-timer Carl Fredrickson, voiced by Asner, how to get back in the dating game. Even if the jokes don't always work, this short makes us emotional, and it hurts that we won't get to see or hear more of Asner's magic, but he will always be remembered as an actor and a father with an autistic son and grandson. 3 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.